right. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure that I have the sound good. Today, I have two special people who are coming in on the show. We thought about this before I say who they are. They're my daughters. We thought about this the beginning of like last week. And since, you know, just my whole message has been about healing and wholeness and mental, emotional well-being and all of that. And just, you guys know, if you've been listening and following me from the beginning, you know, just my personal journey about really stepping into my true self and recognizing belief patterns and fears and how I thought I had to show up and survival skills and all of that. It was a lot to step into this truth that I kept hearing, the spirit of God that was speaking to me, constantly telling me who I was and most importantly who I was not. And so that's really just been my whole message. And oddly enough, when I first started this journey, what I kept feeling that felt like my body needed, and that was exercise. When I had that awakening, it hit so hard that it kind of knocked me to a fetal position. And it was a good thing because I was on the go. I was walking around like a monkey with his head cut off. I was just living a life with a lot of fear and not pausing, not being connected within. And so on that whole transformation, that whole journey, one of the things that I found myself led to was to start working out. And initially that's how I lost the weight. If you've been following me, I'd been struggling with my weight for years and I just started losing weight and I didn't know that I was quite losing the weight. That's how focused I was within. And I just found out that really it was also affecting and benefiting in a good way our girls. So I was just talking with them and asking them like, hey, would you guys mind doing just coming on the show? Because I just believe they're really great humans, you know, they're really great humans and they have really great advice and they're young. But I believe anybody who has daughters should listen to this podcast. Anybody really who has a son should listen to this podcast. So this message is really gearing towards younger audience. And heck, if adults, if you guys can get something out of what they're about to share, I will say that too, because a lot of what they have said and helped me with has really helped me on my healing journey. They're just amazing human beings. They're old people in a young body. That's what I would call them. So I wanted to bring them to the podcast, London and Kennedy. These are my two of my favorite human beings that I've ever encountered. And I'm just happy to be their mom. And I wanted to just, did you guys want to introduce yourself or just me start off by asking you the question?
Don't look at me. Okay, well, hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. My name is London and I am 14 years old and I am the youngest.
Hi, my name is Kennedy. I'm 16. I'm the oldest.
That is so cool. How you knew what to say offhand. I wouldn't know what to say.
I just thought of
them out. I know. Yeah, that's really good. Okay, so I wanted to ask you guys this question, and I actually wrote it down. We're going to be talking today about health and body image. And I know for me, before I ask you guys the question, the question that I have that I would like for you to like think about is, as we're talking about body image and we're talking about health, what does having a healthy body image mean to you in your personal journey, your walk? You know, just if you guys want to just share your personal experience, how you've walked that out, how you've come to the place of having a healthy body image. I would consider you guys people who have healthy body image. Would you guys?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. Okay. So that's what I wanted to ask. Anybody want to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
I to go no, first, Kennedy?
Whatever.
Do you want to go first?
No, you can go.
Okay. So we'll start with London. Do you want to repeat the question or you got it?
I got it.
Okay.
So when I was younger, it was kind of like I was in my own world a lot of times. So a lot of times I became my own bully, which is very interesting for me. How I would just perceive how other people thought of me without really giving them the chance to speak, to say what they actually thought. Mm. And a lot of times I knew I was on the chubbier side as a kid, but I never really cared or thought about, like, oh, I'm more chubby. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to come eat now. Bye. But as I got older, I was like, huh, I don't really like how I look. Oh, okay. Like, I remember, because I have glasses because I need to see. And before, I was around 40/20 vision, but now my eyesight has gotten better. And I remember learning to like how I looked without the glasses. And then I remember the very next day, I got the glasses. And I remember feeling like, well, what was all that self-improvement for? I just changed my whole new look. But I was like, I liked the glasses because it helped me understand how I really look, mm-hmm. and to like that. And when it comes to my body, there were days where I didn't care, and then there were days I really care a lot. Mm-hmm. And then as I got older, we were told that I showed signs of pre-diabetic. And of course, as a mom hearing that, you're like, oh, I'm not letting my child be this way.
Yeah.
So my mom started working me out. Now, she didn't tell me this until later, but when she worked me out, she thought about dropping me of being my personal trainer and quitting on me. Quitting on your own daughter. because I complained a lot. And that is very true. I did complain a lot because I didn't want to do it. But after a while, I started to like it because I like to see the results of how I looked. And I remember one Halloween, I used to be really obsessed with Power Rangers, still kind of am, and I got a pink Power Ranger costume for Halloween. And I remember looking at one of the pictures that we took with some family. I was like, oh, I don't like how I looked. And then years later, we still had the costume, so I tried it on, and it fit. It fit more better than what it was last time. And it felt really great. And, that's a great thing to accomplish for yourself. You also have to learn to be okay with not getting to where you want to at the time you want it to happen.
Ooh, oh, that's yeah. good.
Definitely. Because, like, sometimes...
That's good, babe.
Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll do, like, I'll help with little events in my community, stuff that I do. Like, I'll do acting sometimes, or I volunteer at summer camp sometimes. And a lot of times, that takes a lot out of me. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to, like, work out how I normally do. And I just kind of ate how I wanted to eat. And then I realized, huh, I seem a little chubbier than I usually am. And instead of beating myself up over it, I was like, oh, okay. And I noticed that that was a lot of improvement for me. Because before, I would have beat myself up mm-hmm. over, like, why did you have to eat that one French fry? And then you could have just skipped it on the French fry.
The French but, fry.
Yes, the French fry. But now I'm like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. understanding that not everything is going to go according to my plan, mm-hmm. and that's okay.
That's so good.
Thank you. And it's really like working out shouldn't be a crutch. It should be a tool to how you see yourself.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Now, a crutch is saying like, if you don't like how you look, you'll just constantly work out, eat only like 100 calories a day,
that's
like only eating one apple a day, not letting yourself enjoy the processes and enjoy the journey of what's going on with working out. Now, using it as a tool is balancing it out. You can work on a consistent basis, and it's okay to have a cheeseburger sometimes. I've had a cheeseburger once or twice, my hunty, and I like sushi. Who doesn't? Well, I've met some people who don't like sushi.
They're creepy.
Right? Who doesn't like sushi?
Exactly.
But, yeah, it's really about learning to like how you look. And trust me, it's going to take, it might take some, it might be faster for some people, it might be slower for some people. You might not like how you look today, and you might love how you look tomorrow. That's kind of how life works. But you should always trust the process in a sense of what you're doing is worth it. If you don't think what you're doing is worth it, when you're done with it, you're just going to go back to what you thought was worth it by eating how you want to eat. And hey, that's, I like food. Who doesn't?
I don't know.
But yeah, it's really about trusting the process and more trusting yourself and trusting the decision you made for yourself. Because there were times when I don't want to wake up and work out with mom today. Mm-mm. But I still got my butt out the bed and worked out. I hated it, but I loved the end result. And with working out, it's kind of like that. For some people, they love working out. Me personally, I love to work out. But there are some days where I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And on those days, those are the best days to push yourself out. Mm. Like, I don't want to do this. Just do it anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, sometimes when I'm nervous at times, I remember watching a movie and there's a quote from a character saying, when I get nervous, I just count back from 3 to 1 and then I just do it. So if I'm nervous with something, I'll just go 1, 2, 3 or 3, 2, 1 and I'll just do it. And I end up happy that I'm able to do that now. So if you're ever nervous about doing something, just not want to do it at all, mm-hmm. you just got to push yourself. You mm-hmm. might not like it now, but trust me, down the line, you will love that you do that for yourself. And that's all I have to say.
That was so good, babe. Yay, so that really, to me, that message is, that message is for everyone. That's not just for Dean's job.
Oh, really also, go ahead. Sorry.
No.
What the people who you watch can really affect mm-hmm. how you view yourself. Like, with me, I know that I can be influenced easy at times. And mm-hmm. I know that if I'm wanting to do something, it's best if I'm watching people, good people with good influence, doing mm-hmm. the exact same thing that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this one lady on YouTube. Her name is Whitney Simmons. And she's really motivational to working out and, like, living a happy and healthy and balanced lifestyle. Or, like, if you want to, I don't know, if you want to succeed in soccer or if you want to succeed in school, mm-hmm. in schooling, you should watch people who are succeeding at what you want to do, mm-hmm. but they're succeeding with a good and healthy mindset. Because mm-hmm. you could be watching someone with a not so good mindset, mm-hmm. and that mindset, you can take it on your own mm-hmm. and that not be good for you.
Yeah.
So it's really also about really monitoring who you're watching, especially in the time of social media and stuff like that, yeah. how a lot of kids have bad images of themselves because of social media. Mm-hmm. You really need to watch who you're watching. If mm-hmm. whenever a person comes on and you see them and you feel bad about yourself because you're watching them, like, oh, why am I not doing what they're doing? Oh, why am I not? No! Your journey is completely different from theirs. Your journey is not the same as theirs. Your journey is obviously going to be different from what they're doing that they've probably been doing for years now. Mm-hmm. It's all about moderation and who you're watching. Again, if you're watching somebody that is not making you feel good, do not watch them. They can handle a person not subscribing them. They can handle a person not following them. If it's not for the goodness of you, don't do it, because you're the one that's gonna fall asleep with yourself tomorrow. Not, I don't know, Whitney Houston, not freaking what? Michael Jackson. I don't know. I'm just speeding off a couple of people. They're not the person. They're not you. Yeah. They are not you.
That'd be kind of cool.
You have to care about yourself. Even though there are people that do care about you, you have to be your number one fan, your number mm-hmm. one supporter. Yes, I got this. Yes, I can do this. Mm-hmm. If you're not, then you're going to be doing things. You're going to be in a cycle of, I don't like doing this, I fall into bad habits, and it's the end of the cycle of, oh, I want to do this, but oh, I can't do this because X amount of reason. Oh, I'm sad. Oh, I'll start eating healthy again. Oh, I don't like her look. Oh, I'm sad. Oh, eating, sad, eating, mm-hmm. sad. It'll be a constant cycle. Yeah. And then when it's done, you're really sad and depressed of how you perceive yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's really about balancing out who you're watching. Balancing out healthy and bad habits and learning to grow out of those bad habits. And I'm not saying that you'll never do that bad habit again, because you probably will. I've done it. But never beat yourself up about it. You're human. You are human. You're not a robot. You're not a chipmunk. You're not an animal. Well, technically. But we're technically animals. Chimpanzees and stuff like that. Whatever. End of the story. Be yourself and be okay with being yourself and love yourself and watch people who make you feel good. Do not watch people that make you feel bad. End of story.
I love it.
Yay.
I love it. Pooh, you want to share your journal? You want me to ask you the same question?
Yes, please, guys. Kind of forgot because someone.
So the question was, what is having a healthy body image to you and how it relates to your personal journey? And how have you come to this place of acceptance?
Well, it's a long process for me. It started back when I was around like 12 or 11, back when I was at CC. Wait, can I say that? Okay. Back when I was at CC, it's a place that we learned. And we're mostly surrounded by
you can say.
People. I'm not going to say
that. Who were not black.
Who weren't black. Who weren't black and didn't have curves like me or London or my mom. So it was very discouraging a little bit. Because I'm like, I don't know if this is normal. I don't know if this is okay to be this curvy. Because all these other kids were smaller than me. So I was like, I don't know if this is all. I don't know if this squish is supposed to be here. So after a while, that really did hurt. And also family members commenting about my shape. Because I do have more of a fluff in the rump. So when I hear family members comment about it at the time was very discouraging because it was kind of like confirming or reinitiating what I was already feeling. So that was definitely not a good feeling either. And also still learning how to dress as a kid because I was just older because I felt like I had to in order to cover up what I was wearing, cover up what I had. So that was definitely hard for me. And then we start working out with a person that definitely changed my perception of my body, and it definitely did help me lose weight. But I remember in the midst of my height of weight loss, I was around like 153 154, and I remember not really liking the weight that I was in after a while because I'm like, this don't feel right. It didn't feel like me. And so I became obsessed with my weight to the point where I wouldn't eat as much throughout the day, to the point I became sickly looking. And it was not beneficial at all. And it was very hard for me at the time because I really did struggle with my size at the time because I thought I was huge. I thought I was obese, kind of. Not obese, like 600-pound life, but like very large than average. And it was very hard for me definitely when I would go shopping with you in London because I always didn't want to go to certain places because I knew they wouldn't have my size, or when I would try certain sizes that I knew wasn't going to fit me, I still felt discouraged about it. So I definitely had to grow out of that mindset of thinking my size is not okay. Of course, you still need to have some realistic standards for yourself, because you can't just be like, well, I'm happy the way I look. As long as I'm happy with it, it's okay. No, you can be happy the way you look but still be healthy. That's why a lot of people today are obese and are giving themselves like fake happiness, saying, well, I'm okay, I'm doing this, I look good like this, so it doesn't matter. No, if you can't run a mile without huffing and puffing you in the ER, that's a problem. So I really had to recognize, okay, I can't just love myself at a certain weight, because of course you can love yourself throughout everything, but loving yourself is giving yourself the opportunity to better yourself. Not just loving yourself at a certain place where you think you're supposed to be. So that definitely was a hard place for me to come out of. And also, I was struggling with my own mental health because of the weight that I felt like I had too much of. And it was definitely hard that I really did have to come out of that, especially when I would try different workout apps and they have to put in your weight, your size. It would say I'm obese. And every single time it said that, I was like, I'm not obese. I don't feel obese. I eat healthy all the time and drink a gallon of water every day, probably more than that. I'm like, what's going on? And I realized that, oh, that's European. Is that you said? Is that how you said? European standards of weight and European standards of how you're supposed to be shaped. So after a while, I just started doing regimens that was okay for my body and for my mental health. And after a while, I lost the weight, but at a healthy rate.
And I actually ended up liking how I was shaped, because I remember these pants that I really wanted to fit into that I bought from Shein, and I lost a lot of weight from it. And so I remember you telling me, Kenny, you look sickly. Like, you don't look like yourself. Your skin's like pale. You don't look like you look sickly. And I was like, really? So I realized that, oh, okay, if I can't fit these pants, then that's okay. It was only like a size or a two. It was very small for me, and it wasn't at a healthy rate for me. It wasn't a healthy weight for me to be in. And I remember always feeling fatigued. I remember always feeling sad for no reason. And so that's when I really had to realize, okay, my body has to be healthy. And it doesn't always mean it has to be small, or it doesn't have to be at a certain size. Your body can be healthy, but as long as you're able to move and be active and not have like and have your mental space still be at a good place, that's all it really is. But at the same time, it can't be to the point where you're 300 pounds and you're saying that you're okay with yourself, but you're unhealthy, you're eating McDonald's every day. So I just think that when it comes to healthy mindset with your body, just listen to it and just realize what you need to do in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle for yourself. And stuff, and it definitely is hard as a teenager during these days, because I really do learn to stay away from social media and learn to really stay away from Instagram, mostly Instagram, mostly. And if I am on Instagram, my feed is mostly filled with puppies. My mom, if she ever comes up, because she usually logs out, or my sister, family members, or very motivational stuff. That's only people who I follow, because I used to follow Kylie Jenner, some of the Kardashians, just a lot of drama, Shade Room. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of drama that I filled with my feed, because I thought it was like, oh, it's because it's very addicting. It's very addicting. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to deny that's very addicting, because it's like, it's drama. Yeah. Exactly, it's drama, so it's going to sell. And I was one of those consumers. Mm-hmm. And after a while, I realized, I saw my mom, as always, doing something positive, and I proceeded to copy her.
Why is that a problem?
It's not a problem, just say.
Copycat.
Love it! I proceeded to copy her, and I did the thing where I just didn't go on Instagram, I didn't go on TikTok, and it totally changed my life in the good way. And I was like, huh, I should start following my mom's footsteps more often. I should start doing that. So, also, it's really good to have a really good role model. I think you're a great role model, mother, because I now have a really good, healthy relationship with myself.
Oh, go ahead.
And I really had to stay away from that stuff, because on top of that, it can really damper your whole mood. Mm-hmm. Your mental state is a main priority, because your body follows along with it. Your body or other stuff that you work on is an after effect when you work in with what's inside. Mm-hmm. Hence why my mother is working on her stuff, and hence why she's the reason why she even went on her journey. Mm-hmm. Because I want to say her journey, like, you're not here, but hence why you went on your journey, and why and how it affected me, London, and everyone else. Mm-hmm. So it really did help. It also helped me with my relationship with my friends, too. Mm. Because I realized, oh, I wasn't being a good friend because of this, that, and the third. Because of trauma I had that I didn't even know that was possible. A trauma at 13? What are you talking about? No, I know that's what my mindset was at the time. I was like, oh, what trauma at 13? That's only for grown folks. I don't know what y'all talking about. 13? I'm a kid. So that's what I really thought. But now I'm older now. It's only a 3-year difference. But now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, you can have trauma at 3. You can have your trauma at 13, 3, 9. It's how you deal with it is what matters. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was basically my take on me.
That's so good. I think people get scared when they think of the word trauma, and people automatically don't want to feel bad.
Exactly.
So the word trauma in itself, it to me, for the most part, or how it has spoken to me, trauma is like, red light, level 10,
yes,
911,
yes,
trauma, dah, and it's just Nee-nock. Like, it's more so if I shift the language and more so saying that it is really just about, like, if you experience something that may have caused you to feel dim, if you maybe have agreed to something because of what you experienced, or because of what someone told you, or because of a misperception that you may have taken in, or misunderstanding that you may have taken in, that can be a form of the word trauma. But just to give more of a palatable understanding of it, If you feel may have felt less than because of what someone said, or maybe because of how you have viewed yourself, or maybe how comparison, just a misunderstanding of how you viewed yourself is a form of the word trauma. Mm-hmm. So that, and I think everybody has experienced that. Definitely. If you step into a world, even if you are in a world by yourself, you would there would be something, because we always have that in the world. We have the yin and the yang. We have the pros and the cons, right? And mm-hmm. so it's all about balance. And I think you guys have done an exceptional job as far as knowing. Wait, like, I just to highlight some of the things that London said and that you said, Pooh, when London was talking about. The highlight thing that stood out to me when she was talking about alleviating certain things, what she watches, makes a huge impact on how she shows up as a person. That's even as an adult. I don't watch everything.
No, you don't.
I can't watch everything. That should be for everyone. It's like it's what you look at every day that those messages get into your mind. You got to be mindful, and you have to have a state of awareness. So it's awareness. So health is in like body image, all of that, your whole, all of you plays into, and it takes being aware. It takes being aware. And I think you guys have done an amazing job at that.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
And then the last highlight, Pooh, when you were talking about how you recognize within yourself, wait a minute, what I'm watching is not good, right? Mm-hmm. So it reminded me in the beginning when I started my journey, I was like, wait a minute, how I used to eat. I was like, wait, this doesn't feel good anymore. Because before I didn't know, but I was numbing myself through food. And so when all those scars started exposing within myself and I started really seeing all of my stuff and going through that whole purging process, I was like, I don't want to eat bad. I need something to make me to so I can feel good. And not only that, I need this fuel so I can work out. So it's like bringing yourself into alignment for yourself. So health is just not about eating right and working out. From baby, London, you were talking about overall balance and mm-hmm. watching what you being mindful of what you watch and taking power and giving grace to yourself mm-hmm. and accepting your journey as your journey. That's amazing.
Thank you. Also, I'd like to add a funny story.
No.
We're talking about food and say, realizing that what you're eating is not okay.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, I know it's going to go. Okay.
It was when I was younger. I went to a restaurant with me, my sister, and my grandma. And we're at the restaurant, and I just give myself a pile. It's like a buffet.
Slow down, because you're not. Oh, I don't understand.
Yes, Larry. I just give myself a pile of orange chicken on my plate. Mm. And I think I'm perfectly fine. It wasn't like a good enough portion. The entire plate was filled
mountain
with the orange chicken.
Width and length were expanded.
And then my grandma looks at it like, no, you can't eat all that. And she takes my plate away. And I was like, oh, that's not good. I can't be eating like
this. I'm trying to justify to make her feel okay. Like, it's okay.
And then I remember.
Last one.
We got donuts one time, but I didn't get big ones. I got like the little, what are they called?
Donut holes.
Yeah, donut holes. And after I ate it, it gave me heartburn. I was like, what? Oh my God. And the store that we got them from was not a mom and pop shop. Mm-hmm. We usually get our donuts from a mom and pop shop.
Right.
We didn't get it this time. And it gave me heartburn. I was like, oh, I can't eat that anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, so. Oh, wow.
You guys are great. I want to thank
you're
you guys
great
for
too.
Thanks. Yes. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. Moms, dads out there, I really just got, when I started this journey, I was scared. Please, I was really scared because I was like, because I shut down the whole world down, including them. And I was afraid of that because I was like, I'm their mom. But I had to choose myself.
Hallelujah.
I had to heal. I had to shut the world out because I would have showed up numb,
thinking that I'm being there for my kids. But kids can sense when you're not okay. Kids can sense when you're fake, when you're trying to act like you're okay, but you're not.
Get on my nerves.
They can sense it. And moms and dads, if you guys are thinking, oh, well, I have to be there for them, your kids can sense when you're lying to yourself. And you're teaching your kids how to lie to yourself, to themselves.
And if you have, and you have multiple children, they talk within themselves and ask each other, are they feeling the same thing? So we know.
Like, Kenny, we know. Are you noticing what moms do?
Yeah, we know. We know. If you think we don't, we definitely do.
So when you, if you might think, I remember I was talking to one potential client and she was sharing about how she was afraid to do the healing journey that I took. To take the healing journey that I took. I said, well, you won't to do the same steps that I took because our paths are different. But the overall, she admired the fact that I took the journey, but she herself was afraid to take it because she said, but I have children and they need me. You have to trust the process.
If you're saying your children need you, then you have more reason to take the journey.
Yes. Say that again, Pooh.
If you say your children need you, then you have more reason to take the journey and go along with it.
Yes. You have to take the journey no matter what. And you're worth it. You deserve that kind of life. You deserve to live free. You have the answers and the power within yourself to do it. If you ask God to help you, God will guide you with each step. God will guide you with each step. That's why I share my whole message. It's not my, when people look at me and they ask me questions about my physical weight loss, it is, child, it is, that was a part of it, but it was about everything, all of me, and me being in alignment and trusting that, even when it didn't make sense. And that takes work, and it takes a constant decision. So I pray for any, that you will have supporters that will come your way. If you don't have anyone to support you, if you want coaching, you can reach out to me. My girls are amazing. Y'all want to thank you guys for coming.
Aww, you don't like it.
Yes, you guys are great. I want to thank you guys for coming in. Thank you for being born.
We have no choice.
And that's it, you guys. I'll leave my email if you guys want to reach out for personal one-on-one coaching. I help others heal from their subconscious fears and their blocks, belief patterns, so that they can be in divine alignment with the way that God sees them. All right, y'all. It takes work, but you have the power to do so. God lives within you. Don't ignore that voice. Trust it. Walk by faith and watch how things will manifest. All right. Bye.
Bye.